Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, only you, Jesus. That was our sister Ada from the continent of Africa. And it is only Jesus, only Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. Welcome to God's Got This, God's Got Us, our Youth of Harvest programming. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. And we just praise God. We lift up God. And we just thank him for another day, another opportunity that we have to praise and worship him. We are going to have prayer, and we're going to go into some encouragement for our youth on today. Amen. Father God, we just give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We thank you, God, that you are for us more than the whole world can be against us, God. We thank you that you loved us so much. You sent your son, Jesus, And God, you fill us with your love so that we can have love for you and we have love for others. And God, we know that love is one of the things that we shouldn't get tired of talking about, but we also shouldn't get tired of doing and being love for you. God, we worship you. We praise you. You're mighty. You're awesome. You are great. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. Amen. So just want to give us encouragement. Still, we, God wants us to recognize, you know, that love is important to him. It's important to the kingdom. That is our language. Love is the language of the kingdom of God. It's the language of heaven. And Jesus in the scriptures over, it's beginning with John 3:16, that we all should know that. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So that's how God showed his love. And how is it, you know, that we can't just sit back and deny that love. We have to, if we are Christians, we receive it. And not only do we receive it, but we are diligent in giving it away. Over in 1 John chapter, it says in verse 16, it says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. So we just don't want to say, I love you, you know, pat someone on the back, give them a hug. No, our love has to be in action. It's an action word. Amen. We do something. Amen. Jesus taught over in Matthew, Jesus himself taught what love really looks like. When we are followers of Jesus, he taught us what it looks like, how we should respond to others. And he told us that also there is a reward when we do the right thing. It's over in Matthew chapter 25. And it's really, it talks about two different types of animals, a sheep and a goat. Did you know those are two different types of animals? A sheep is different from a goat. So, but he says this about the sheep. He says this is how we are to respond to him. And this is what he calls love by the followers that follow and listen to his word and listen to his voice. He says in Matthew 25, verse 34, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? Verse 38, Matthew 25 says, when did we see you a stranger and invite you in or needing clothing and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? Verse 40, the king will reply, who is Jesus? Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So whatever you So whenever you and I do something, we're doing it for God. We do it to others. Whatever we do for others is for God. So when we're doing good, it is not just isolated. God takes notice. When we call on Jesus, we are his believers. We are his children. And God said he calls us righteous. When we do these things that he just said, someone's hungry, give them something to eat. Someone's thirsty, give them something to drink. Give away clothing, visit the sick, look after them, visit those in prison, look after them. We do these things, we're doing it unto God, he says. and we're showing his love. We're showing him, amen, that we know what's right in our hearts, and we're showing the love that he has for the whole world, and we are being examples of Christ Jesus. So I just wanted to stop by and encourage you on today. Amen. You young people, just, you know, it's not about us. It's not about what we can get out of it. It's not about ourselves. It's about Jesus. It's about lifting him up. It's about, you know, taking our minds and our focus off ourselves and putting on someone else. And God wants to encourage you that you have the strength to do it. You have the energy to do it. He is wanting you to have the courage to do something, amen, when you see it and he puts it on your heart, you follow through with action. You just don't say, oh, I wish I could have did, you know, or I would have did this. Or no, you go ahead and you do it. You have the courage. You can do it. Amen. So I just want to bless God and thank God for you on today. We come to the close, just a very short something, just to say, you know, how we are to love. How we ought to love God and how we ought to love others. And Jesus said that we overcome. I mean, we overcome the world. How do we overcome the world? We overcome with our faith. We believe God is. We may not see him, but we believe he exists. And our faith, it says, is something that we have, has substance of hope. So we spread hope around when we are willing to do these things, Jesus said, are embodied in action of love. Love action. Put your love in action today. I encourage you. And listen, I just want to say this short prayer. Father God, I thank you for each young person. I thank you, Father God, for their families. I thank you, Lord God, they put their faith in action, faith by deeds. Their faith is alive. Amen. And so, God, they do it unto you. They do it to others. They are doing it for you. And, Father, you take notice that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. You reward us most of all with eternal life to live with forever and ever in your presence. To you be the glory, God, and to you be the praise. The Lord bless and keep you. Have a blessed rest of your weekend, a blessed Lord's Day of tomorrow. Be in peace. Amen.